drawing up plans to target Iran with sanctions for its seizing of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz Friday, and it may urge European Union countries to reimpose sanctions that were lifted in 2016 as part of Tehran's agreement to curb its nuclear program. A British warship had warned the Iranian patrol boat against interfering with the passage of the Stena Impero, according to a new recording released Sunday by the maritime security risk firm Dryad Global.
A Seven Navy patrol boat, this is British warship Foxtrot.
Charge port, sail 3. Foxtrot 236, this is a Seven Navy patrol boat. No challenge is intended. No challenge is intended. I want to inspect the ship for security reasons, over.
Although the officer said the ship was wanted for security reasons, Iranian officials say the seizure was in response to Britain's impounding 2 weeks ago of an Iranian supertanker at Gibraltar that was believed to be transporting 2 million barrels of crude oil to Syria. Hong Kong police fired tear gas late Sunday to disperse pro-democracy demonstrators who filled the streets of the territory again. Tens of thousands of people are reported to have demonstrated. Millions have rallied over the past 2 months, with initial protests over a controversial bill that would have allowed the extradition of Hong Kong citizens suspected of crimes to mainland China. Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam, has apologized for the turmoil and declared the bill dead. But the demonstrations continue and have morphed into calls for democratic reforms and an investigation into complaints of police brutality. This is VOA News. President Trump has resumed his Twitter attack on four Democratic congresswomen. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Quoting the president on Twitter,